Blog Talk Radio.
I'd rather die liberating than live a life as a slave.
But while we stand there, we don't stand in. Yo, Shalom Dawa. Shalom, Brother Mikael. Yo. The last days ahead and it's approaching our doorsteps. It's time to devise a plan for the future. Here's the steps. Step one, get your minds off television. It's telling a lie. See your vision. Step two, prep your seeds and teach them how to lead. Knowledge is the main feed. Step three, train for combat, cause death is not a worry. We're rising against the beast. We were taught at a young age that Thanksgiving is a celebration for a healthy feast. That's a lie. It was a day where the white man started Indians, put smallpox in the gifts that they gave them, took their land, then took us from our land and brought us to this land. Gave us a white Jesus and told us this is our God now. To this day, false teachers is keeping us down. We believe a lie, but the truth will make us mad. We love the white man, but we hate our mom and dad. We rapping his death music, but we laugh when we hear light music. Talking about killing another brother is a music. Stop bobbing your head to that death music.
You'll kill another brother, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll believe in the white Jesus, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll sell dope to your people, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll stab your brother in the back, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll rob, steal, and kill, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll sell your sister on the corner, but you ain't down for revolution. You won't raise your son to be a man, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll have your mama raise your daughter, but you ain't down for revolution.
The last days you're here and it's approaching our doorsteps. Time to devise a plan for the future. Here's the steps. Step one, turn away from sin to become one with the Most High, to get on his good side again. Step two, turn away from the confines of religion, cause all it's doing is barricading the truth from the souls of the chosen. Step three, put an end to integration. It's putting a hold on our nation. It's causing degradation. You niggas stay blind to the fact that we treat each other with disrespect. It's the gift to be black, and we too dumb to realize that that is a true fact. We separate ourselves in sections. Bloods, Crips, Baptists, Catholics, what's the difference? It's time to wake up and get up on our true purposes and missions. We accept the low out of life. We ain't no strangers to this earth. We are indigenous. It's time that we wake up and find out what we've been missing.
You will do a crime and go to prison, but you ain't down for revolution. You will fall into the devil's plan, but you ain't down for revolution. You will join a white man's army, but you ain't down for revolution. You will celebrate these holidays, but you ain't down for revolution. You will become a homosexual, but you ain't down for revolution. You will believe in a lie, but you ain't down for revolution. You will fight your own people, but you ain't down for revolution. You will forget where you came from, but you ain't down for revolution.
Crackers are listening too. We ain't bullshit. Right. You gotta bring some ass to get some ass, and here it is. Right. Right. No, we not finna play with you. You not finna run our babies over, and you ain't finna hang us on no goddamn trees no more. Are you serious? For real though. Do you really think you're gonna be able to pull that shit off today?
No.
That's a done deal.
No.
We coming for your ass just like you coming for ours.
That's right.
All right. Okay, Corral. Wild, wild west, whatever the fuck you want. Long range, whatever you want to be.
If the Crocker say he gon' do this to our people, then do it.
Right.
I don't believe you.
Right.
I believe we're gonna put our foot off in your ass. That's what I believe. And I cannot wait. Let's get this shit on. You know what I'm saying?
Get ready. The Underground Railroad has been reinstituted by the revolutionary movement.
Hey, Black Power, Black Power, this is your host, Brother QX, calling off that Black Nation Task Force radio. Tonight we'll be speaking with the mother of Ramale Brown, who was murdered by the New York police up in New York. To the creator of male and female, to the creator who created the heavens and the earth, we pray to you, our black God, for justice, peace, protection. And to our black creator, we ask you to punish all our enemies. And we say Black Power on that. Let me open up the lines to 347. Miss Constance, you all with us?
Yes.
Okay, hi, y'all. Everybody, this is the mother, like we said, of Ramale Brown. a young man who was murdered by the New York police, who broke into their home and murdered this young man. We're going to let his mother right now walk us through what happened to her son. And the Black Nation is on listening to you, and they already ready to talk to you. They got their hands up. They've been on and waiting. So we're going to turn it over to you right now, Miss Malcolm, and let you introduce yourself and walk us through the steps of what happened.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Thank you, you know, for the support. And I just want to tell what really happened to my son. My son, Romali, who was 18 years old, walking with two friends on White Plains Road on his way home to meet his grandmother to give her the keys to the apartment. My mom was in the house. I had to go pick up my son from school, the youngest son, which is 6 years old, that was in the house at the time of the murder when it occurred. So he was on his way home to give my mom the keys so she could go out to pick up my son from school. She had left before because he was, you know, taking too long, and she'd have to pick up my son by a certain time. So what she did, she just pulled in the door and went to pick him up. So she came in back from picking up my six-year-old son, came back in the house, and a couple of minutes later, Romali came in. He walked in the house, you know, came to the front door, opened the door with the keys. Walking normally, came to the front door, opened the door with the keys, and went inside. A couple minutes later, you see undercover cops, plainclothes officer, run up to the door, trying to kick the door in, couldn't succeed. So what they did, they went through the back entrance, and there's a little young kid that lives in the basement. So the young kid always comes upstairs after school. So when the banging at the door occurred, the father on the first floor, I live in a three-family apartment. I rent. I don't own the building. I rent. So when he heard the banging at the door, he thought it was a little young kid from the basement coming up because they always come to the first floor to play and hang out and do their homework. So he sent his youngest son, I think he's probably about 10, 11, somewhere around there. I'm not sure about his age. But he went to the back to open the door. As soon as he went to open the door, the cops had the grill door already open. And as soon as he opened the board door from inside, the cops stuck the gun in his face and told him to step outside. This young man had a T-shirt on, I think. He wasn't dressed for the winter, and it was cold. February 2nd was a cold day, 2012. So he stepped outside. They proceeded running inside. Before all this, the father heard a commotion, walking towards the back to see what was going on, and that's when they stuck the gun in his face. And, you know, he put up his hand like, what is going on? They proceeded to go to the apartment, open up his door, went to the hallway, opened the front door to the street that they was kicking, and let in the other officer. And Richard Hayes, the officer that shot my son, went upstairs and kicked my door in. No police, no warrant, no nothing. And a couple minutes later, seconds later, my son was dead. Okay, the original story that they put out, when my son was walking on White Plains Road, they claim that by him adjusting his waistband, they saw a butt of a gun in his waist. He's walking with two friends, and he stopped and gave another friend a pound on the corner and kept on walking, and that's when the video showed him walking in. The original story that they put out, that they saw the butt of a gun, and my son took off running, and they chased him into my house. And first story that then he struggled. He struggled with the officer, and the officer shot him. Then they come back and said there was no struggle. And then the whole scenario just changes. After they shot my son in front of my six-year-old son and his grandmother, they took my mom to the precinct and held her for 7 hours, questioning her, trying to put words in her mouth about her grandson, which wasn't true. The first thing they told her, they show her a picture of a male and saying that was my son, which wasn't my son. So this led me to believe, who was you running? Who are you supposed to be chasing? Because the person that's on the video that they show running is not my son. One, is not my son. Two, if you look at the clothing that he has on, the person that's running, it's a totally different clothing from my son was wearing walking into my apartment. So if my son is running, how could he change his clothes and run at the same time? So this is a false video they put out. This video doesn't even have a time stamp on it to say when this video was. But the funny thing, the video on my apartment had a time stamp showing my son walking in and the whole 9 yards of what, you know, the only thing he didn't capture was actually the shooting.
Right.
This Officer Richard, huh?
Yeah, you're right.
The Officer Richard Hayes that murdered my son was in a narcotics unit that he was never trained for.
Oh, okay.
So and this also, yes. Also, they claim my son was trying to flush marijuana down a bag of marijuana down the toilet. Remind you, these are narcotics officers that carry narcotics because they make a buy and bust. So how you know this bag that you supposed to be at found? Because remember, I'm not there. You telling me what you found, a bag of marijuana. These are narcotics officers. This could have been there. Show me the fingerprint that showed me that that belongs to my son. They can't show me that. They can't, you know, have any proof that showed my son's fingerprint on the bag.
Right.
So how is that my son's bag?
Right. And that wouldn't justify breaking in your home and going upstairs and murdering him anyway. So we're not buying that at all. We got some people that's standing by. I'm going to grab the lines just in case they have to get in and get out. We got some callers standing by. They might have some comments or questions. You willing to take some questions?
Yes. If I could answer, if it's in the legal part where I could answer, I will answer.
Okay, then. All right. Let's take this first caller coming out of the 214 area code, 5860.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm on. Yeah, 20.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Miss
Malcolm?
Malcolm, how you doing? How you doing today, Miss Malcolm?
I'm hanging in there, you know, still fighting.
Yeah, that's good. I'm really sorry to hear about that situation. That's crazy. Well, I was just sitting back listening. Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. It doesn't even sound right. What was said in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. You talking about in the court
and,
or after the?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I think he's just talking about the way the whole incident happened.
Oh, the whole incident went down. Yeah, you know, because like I said, you know, officers, they lie, and they have to keep lying to cover up the lie that they told before, and this is when things started falling apart, because they tell one lie to cover one lie, and it continues.
Right.
And they can't keep up with the lies.
That's right.
All right.
So,
even
though after they killed my son, a gun was never produced. They could never find a gun.
Right.
No knife, no nothing close to his body.
Right, and it's like they just keep getting away with situations like this, and it's like everybody's going with their whatever they say, whatever their word is. Like they say they saw something.
No. They try to put up. What happened with the cops? They try to put up a story to undermine the character of the person. So people hear that.
Right.
Oh, well, he's a thug. Why was he running? And then a lot of that sticks in people's mind. He running. That must be. He must be guilty because he's running.
No, that's
but
the safest thing.
But sometimes they
got to
understand, people run not because they're guilty. They're scared they might get killed.
That's right.
By the cops. That doesn't necessarily mean you're guilty because you're running. This is what they do with the black and brown people. They murder us for no reason.
Right. All right. Aki, stand by. I'll be back to you in a minute. We got a lot of callers standing by. So I ain't going to forget about you. I'll be back to you, Aki, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's take this next caller. Coming out of the 762 area code, 706 will be to you next. 762-215, you old? 762 area code? Okay, maybe if you have another comment, press 1 twice on the phone, 762. Let's go to 706, and we'll be to you next, 317. 706, 738, you old?
Yes. Black Power family.
Hey, Black Power, brother.
Yes, Miss Malcolm, how you doing, ma'am?
I'm okay.
This is Minister Najee Shaka Muhammad. I'm the National Commander of the New Black Liberation Militia and also the Black Theology Institute. I can say this, sister, I feel very bad, and I pray for your family, and I pray that we could do anything to help. And I
remember seeing
that on, I think, Facebook, on a video or something. About how the police.
Yes, I posted it.
Yeah, I remember that. I really remember that. And I was wondering at that time who was on top of it at that time. I could say this, as our 9 local command objectives, to develop mm-hmm. and enforce the accountability in law enforcement in the criminal mm-hmm. justice system. We, the new black militia, man, will mobilize and organize a people militia for the end to police brutality and misconduct. We would love to stop the police in our community and elsewhere of the disrespect of our human rights of our people and their constitutional rights. We strive for community police review boards, ma'am, with the legal power to seek indictments to punish and discipline rogue police officers. We also, we command a full accountability of the police and to the citizens of the black community. We will monitor and observe the police according to the law. We struggle to reform areas in our community, our nation, from the negative behavior that is what the slave master and all the descendants of the Africans, or the way of the American way of life that has been imposed on us. But we as the people, we got to develop and defend black youth, because the new black militia, we recognize the good qualities and leadership potential in our black youth. And wherever we could do around the country, and anybody seeking help, you could dial the National Command Center, 706-738-4466. And we are professionals, some of the U.S. military, and Brother Drew, and the rest of the membership, MBLM Online. We've helped this sister and to bring justice to this family, because we believe peace when possible, but violence when necessary in self-defense. Black power.
All right, black power to you, Commander Najee. All right, we got some more callers standing by. Let's grab the next caller coming out of 317. There you go, 317-453. You on?
Hey, how you doing, brother? Black power.
Hey, black power, brother Kabilashev. We on with Miss Malcolm, Romale Brown's mother out of New York, who was killed by the New York police. What you want to add to that?
Well, first and foremost, I want to tell Miss Malcolm that I'm sorry for your loss. You know what I'm saying? That's just a way of them showing us that they scared of us, because they scared of that rise. You know what I'm saying? They got it in for people of color, black and brown, the most. You know what I'm saying? And it's really messed up how they twist stuff around and make it seem like we are the enemies. We are the ones doing bad out here, but it's really the other damn way around. You know what I'm saying? It's more of them, you know what I'm saying, trying to put the blame on us, because they, just like I said, they scared of us. They are inferior. And they don't want us to rise, because they know that if we get the overthrowing stuff, it's not going to be a pretty sight. You know what I'm saying? Because we outnumber them 100-1 anyways. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I just want to say that I'm very sorry for your loss. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I can't sit up here and say that you were fine closure, because that's a hard thing to do when a mother loses her son.
Yeah.
So, thank you. You're welcome. No problem. You know, that's what I'm here for. And you know, I don't know. I just because I'm young myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm 26, and I know, you know, that my mother, she feared for me a lot. You know, being out there, and you know,
Once you're a black man or a Latino, you have to fear for your life in this time and age that we live in.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
but I also wanted to say the officer that murdered Romale, he was indicted on manslaughter 1 and manslaughter 2. And we was going to court up until May 15th. A judge decided to throw out the indictment and saying that he believed that the jury, the DA improper instructed the jury. You know, it was a simple R and that was misplaced.
Yeah, they found a reason to try to throw out the cases to protect the police officers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by trying to protect the police officers, they try to protect the cities from lawsuits. And that's why we're having a lot of injustice, because everybody's so corrupt. They don't want to see what's actually happened. They want to look away and say that, you know, that was justified. But let's find a technicality to throw this case out so we won't have to put fault on the police officer, which
yeah,
put fault on the city.
Yeah, but my thing is, they want to throw out this on a technicality when someone's black and Latina man is in prison on technicality. But when it comes to police officer, they're exempt from these situations. They never get punished for the crime that they committed. It's always on a civil rights violation. When are we going to start getting justice on the murder that they committed, not on civil rights violation, on the crime that they committed?
That's right. That's right. Let's see if 762 ready to talk here. 762-215, you on? Okay. I guess they're just listening. They just made the accident and touched the one. But, okay, Ms. Malcolm, I had some questions, too, that I was going to ask y'all. So, you know, I know we know Ramallah had a little brother, right? So how did he take his death?
He's getting a little better because after it happened, it was crazy for him. He started going to school acting up, you know, fighting the teacher, hitting, running out of class, stuff that he never normally do. He started doing that. But, you know, thank the Lord, it's getting a little better. It's not, you know, as bad as it was when it first happened. He has a great teacher that's helping him through it a lot. And, sometimes you hear about public school teacher, but I honestly say this teacher is really trying with him. And she's taking the patient, you know, to sit him down sometime and work with him on one-on-one when she have other kids in class that she could attend into.
Okay. Okay. One of the other questions we had also, what, you know, when we seek justice, what would be justice for you? What is justice for you? You know, I just like to know sometimes. You know, justice for me might be different. I just like to know, you know, Marla, for your child, what is justice for you?
You know, my justice, I would like to see this man taken off the street so this won't happen to another mother in my situation that I'm in right now. I wouldn't want any mother to go through my situation that I'm going through. It's not an easy thing. Sometimes I still don't sleep at night. I'm just getting back to somewhat normal. I don't think I would ever be normal again. But with the sleeping, I'm just started sleeping a little bit now than before, which I never did. And, you know, it hurts because I still look through the window looking for my child to come home while this man is still out there. God knows, probably working still, because as you know, half of the time, they still work with getting a paycheck, when if we did this, we would lose our job. The company we work for will fire us. Even if we're not even guilty, we would get fired. So
right.
Justice for me is seeing this man getting the time that he deserved for murdering my child. Being prison time, like anybody else that committed a crime against the law.
You're right about that. And we got a song for these crooked police. We're going to play this song, and we'll be right back. Hopefully, when we come back, we thank Sister Ezekiel for help setting up this program. We'll open up her mic and see if she have any words. But this song here, we dedicate this song that we're about to play right now to all crooked and racist police. This is your song. Yep.
Gariel, he's about to point us brothers in the right direction. So don't want y'all listen to him and learn a good lesson. And I'm out.
A pig is a pig, that's what I say. The only good pig is a pig that's dead. A pig is a pig, that's what I say. The only good pig is a pig that's dead.
When I was locked down, I studied their history. They don't appear to be a mystery to me, because I can't see and I can't correctly. Some up the role of a punk ass pig that stole. Let's patrol my ghetto looking for a brother like me. This shit started off back in slavery when the black men had run for freedom. The pigs are hunting down. They'll catch them and beat them. Maybe they'll shoot them, maim them, hang them. But if they don't, they'll bring them back to the motherfucking plantation. It's known today as a police station. And then they ship me to a conservation camp. But I can't bear because they got a lot of black pigs. They're trying to beat their wife and kids.
A pig is a pig.
off a soap in the pen. The same thing happened to my friend. Now his dad is in the pen with my dad. What about my sisters and my brothers? I was only 12 and I had to be their father figure. My mama looked for a job, but they wouldn't let her get one. So you know what I done? Stood on the corner, played the white man game, sold the cocaine. That is wicked ass brain that swings in our community. The game was deep as the blue sea, but it wasn't new to me. See, I figured out that the odds was against me. I found that out when the police hit me and slammed me on the concrete. Put the slave chains on me and threw me in the back seat. All the motherfucking slave shit. Said we going to a plantation.
We need liberation.
And that pig say that he was a good cop. I said you ain't a good cop until you a damn cop.
A pig is a pig, that's what I said. The only good pig is a pig that's dead.
Motherfucker P.I.G.s. We want all pigs out the black community. If there's something going on wrong, we don't need our enemy to solve them. We can solve our own problems. Come together in unity, build our community. And then we will sooner be able to celebrate the day we won the fight to be free. After we tore down this country. But not as long as these pigs is running loose. I remember when they shot and killed Jermaine on 10 Deuce. Shot him in the back of the head. Justifiable homicide. You know the man lied. They used to wear on trust for an excuse to harass us. Kick down our door, come in our house without asking us. Now they want to search my shit. You call that freedom. Fuck the pigs, we don't need them. But you still say y'all pigs ain't bad pigs. But I say the only good pig is a dead pig.
Pig ain't pig.
That racist arena.
You never seen her?
Nut, hang a pig, slang a tongue cleaner. Fucking the devil on a whole nother level.
They tried to take us and break us for our acres.
That's why I scrapped
about to let all hell break loose.
On the goose, OJ Simpson got me juiced, but he's a house nigga too.
They told us white was right.
They told us blacks to get back.
And though it's brown, stick around.
Now how y'all think we gon' act?
So brothers was keeping it on the DL.
For 400 and some odd
and
years.
And the perfect time for us to break this bug off in your ear.
All right, y'all, we back with you. This Brother Drew X, we on with, Sister Constance Malcolm. She's the mother to Ramondae Brown, who was executed in his own home up in New York City by the New York police officer. Miss Brown, what was the name of that police officer anyway? We just want to put his name out
Richard
there.
Richard Hayes.
Richard
Hayes.
Richard. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's his name. We'll see if Sister Nzinga, I'm going to try to come and open up your line. Hopefully that you are there. See, Tupelo, you all with us? Might be busy, so if you get a chance, press 1 on the phone 2 times, Sister Nzinga, will get you back in. All right, so what's coming up? We know also you're planning to go to the DA's office March. That's tomorrow,
yeah.
Right?
That's tomorrow. Okay. Actually, tomorrow at 12 noon. We want to have much people, you know, out there to let the DA know we're not giving up and we want them to reconvene a new grand jury because we have the option of going reconvene a new grand jury or we appeal. We don't want to just appeal. The appeal takes too long. And not only that, if we appeal and we win, they could go back and appeal again, you know, to drag the case out. We never give them the opportunity. We take our chance. Me and his dad rather take the chance of go back into the grand jury. We feel we could get another indictment the same way we got the first one. The evidence is there. There's no doubt about the evidence. The judge didn't say anything about the evidence. It's just the way it was presented.
All right. I think we got a call. Trying to get back
people,
in with us.
Okay.
All right. 214, you trying to get back in with us?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, okay. What's on your mind?
No, I'm just saying, man, it's definitely time to step up for our people that's being done like this, you know? And it's been, it keeps on going on and on and on. And all they do is come up with these little, you know, lies to try to cover up what they did, you know, cover up the murder and stuff like that and try to say, well, we thought we saw this and we thought we saw that, you know, and really they know that by wearing the badge and being protected by the so-called government that they can murder our people, our youth, our children, and all they got to do is say, well, yeah, well, we felt like we were threatened. And, it's time for us to start saying that we felt like we were threatened.
Well, you know, sure, I do feel threatened. I feel threatened for all the brothers and sisters that I done cried for, from Ramona to Trayvon to Oscar Grant. I mean, we threaten every day around here that we losing our brothers and sisters
And it's so funny that you mentioned Afro Grant, because we had a coast-to-coast panel on Saturday. I actually met Afro Grant's mom and uncle, Uncle Bob. I actually met him in Chicago when I went out there last year. So we've been in contact with them also, you know. And I met Trayvon's mom and dad also.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, that's one thing, you know, we sharing a common bond out there. It's not the bond that we only, you know, creators trying to bring it all together.
Yeah.
We don't want to have to come together in pain. But, you know, and that's not the bond that we want. We want to come together in unity on a happier note. But, you know, we are coming together. And, you know, a lot of other brothers and sisters better step up to the plate, because what happened to our brothers, Ramali, Trayvon, Oscar Grant.
It can happen again.
Yeah, and it's going to happen again. It's been happening again. And we've been getting the same outcome that Free Kill, Open Season on the black men and females, not only black men. They've been killing females too.
Yes. So we have a case right now, Natasha Davis in Brooklyn, where the cop shot her in the chest and dragged her in the car and dropped her in Flatbush in the middle of Church Avenue and left her for dead. And this officer that did this had 6 lawsuits. A couple of them was paid out already and still pending. And
that's
was still
on
the force.
If anybody else on the phone lines want to get in with us, just press 1 on your phone. That'll let us know you're trying to get in with us. The phone line's filling up pretty fast. So if you're trying to get in, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you right in with us. Let me make sure 317 is 317. You trying to get back in, Brother Kabencha?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Well, you know, this is the last thing, you know, last but not least, you know what I'm saying? But just like I said, you know, before, they, you know, that they have a lot of fear of us uniting, because, I mean.
Yes. I'm back with you. They kicked me off my own radio program, so I guess they try to shut us down, but I played some music instead where people know what was happening. So if y'all just hear me go blank or silent, then we know what's happening. Let me go back to the Cabetta Shell. Open this mic back up. They kicked me off. Okay, Cabetta Shell, you back on, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, this is the last thing, you know, last but not least, you know. But you know, like I said, you know, before, they see that when they see people of color, and we, you know, people that got that melanin in them, they fear us off top, you know what I'm saying? And you know, like security guards and police officers be mean mugging me, you know what I'm saying? And I know they want to do something, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, they scared of our unity, you know what I'm saying? When we start uniting, man, all over this earth, and you know, getting our stuff back like we had before. Man, it's not going to be, this earth ain't going to be the same. The earth is going to become more beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Because the true people of the earth is going to be uniting, you know, again. So, you know, like, you know, it's all about unification, man, and just coming together and create a stronghold so that these bastards won't come in and do this shit again, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know, excuse me for my profanity, but I'm just, you know, saying my anger, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm fed up, you know what I'm saying? I'm fed up, and I don't know, man. It's just really messed up, man. I hate hearing about stuff like that. That's the reason why I don't like watching the news, because it's always
It's always about a black brother dying, and they play it on the news like one time. But if a white person come up missing, a white boy, a white girl come up missing, they play that shit on the news like for 6-7 months. You know what
right.
I'm saying? They play on the news for 6-7 months. Down here, it was a girl came up missing. They broadcasted that stuff on the they was interrupting programs that was playing on the TV just to talk about this girl. They was talking about her for about eight months to a year, and then they matter of fact, like 2 years ago, they recently just stopped talking about her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if a black brother died, you know what I'm saying? Well, two brothers got shot on a porch. You know what I'm saying? They just showed the crime scene. They ain't really talk too much about it, and they just got off that subject real quick because they don't want us to know, you know what I'm saying, about us dying, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean, it's just really messed up, man, out here.
It sure is. We feel your pain, Brother Cabetta Shell. It's one thing we have to do, you know, we definitely, whatever we have to do, we have to get the word out that we have to stop killing ourselves, too. We have
yeah,
to get
exactly.
the word out. We've got to stop killing ourselves. We have to reach out to the youth and show them that we have a common enemy that's killing youth and getting away with it. They can shoot you any day and get away with it because they got
mm-hmm.
protection from their
we killing
from
ourselves.
The high,
so, mm-hmm.
yeah, the high courts and up.
But that's why I always said, you know, when we got that first indictment, I always said and I continue saying, indictment doesn't mean anything until we have a conviction. And exactly
right.
what happened, the judge tossed it out.
Right, and just down here in the Dallas, Texas area, every cop that shot somebody, they all of them been no bill. It hadn't been all the years of the Dallas police been guilty of killing a black man. Now, just the other day in Fort Worth, they shoot a white man, and like you said, Brother Cabetta, they play this all on the news like, oh, they was wrong for that. I mean, they already wrong, the news already, because he was 76 years of age, and they shot him 6 times in his chest. And they don't see the 50 shots that we, you know, we'd have faced. They don't see that behind the head at the Boyd police station, head cut, one shot in the back of the head. They don't see the brother down in Arkansas in the back seat in the police head cut. They say he shot himself in the back of the head.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, but they see when an elder 76-year-old man takes 6 shots to the chest, they can see that. But they don't see, I guess it is black and white, you know. It ain't no need faking no more. It is black and white. That's what it is. And for a lot of people think it ain't, they wrong. It's black and white. That's what it is. And they done proved that to us. They proved that in the justice system. When our brothers get sentenced for a little ounce of crack cocaine, they get life, and they get caught with a kilo of cocaine, and they get 5 years of probation.
And that's
so
another thing, too.
Go ahead.
When Romali Killer went the first time we went for the arraignment, they asked for $75,000 bail. And this man walked on a $50,000 bail to a mob of his conspirators outside, cheering him on, calling him, telling him, oh, you the man, you the man. He just murdered somebody, kid.
And
you talking about he's a man, laughing and clapping?
Right.
As if, you know, this was a garbage in the street. No, he had a mother and he had a father. This was somebody's child he murdered.
You right. And that's what I'm saying. That's the blatant disrespect that we get.
Yes.
The blatant disrespect we get, you know, laughing right in front of the parents.
That's not even the most disrespectful thing that they did to me after he murdered my child. They took my son to the, I don't even know where they took him. They took, and we couldn't find my son's body for 4 days. And when I did find my son's body, he was under a wrong name.
What?
These are the people we have to deal with.
Hey, and that's interesting. You know, we heard some more cases like this here lately. You know, it seemed to be a pattern. We had some more brothers and sisters that we did programs about where they didn't even, and that sounds like Trayvon Martin, too. Their parents don't even know where they are.
That's what they did. What about the John Doe?
Yeah, covering up and, you know, doing the autopsy and cover up. Well, you can't have a chance to do an independent autopsy. Miss Malcolm, how many times were Molly shot? I don't recall.
One time in the chest.
Okay.
Close range.
Close range. That's what I was going to add. So that was just straight up execution. You know, and when you look at that tape, I'm going to try to put that tape in the chat room for the ones in the chat room. I know everybody's seen it. I mean, but you look at this tape and you see this officer kicking on the burglar bars, and then he nonchalantly turns around and starts kicking it with his back of his heel, like, you're going to let me in. You know, I mean, that's just, just blatant disrespect, you know. And we, I pray that the Creator, I don't have no happiness for the ones who hurting our brothers and sisters. I pray death on them and their children. That's what I pray. That's my justice right there. And when it seems like we can't reach you, then we have to get that storm to come find you, and that storm can find you. So, you know, we pray justice will be served. You're going to give justice to Ms. Maple the correct way. We have to just get these storms to get it the other way. It don't matter. Mm-hmm. But justice will be served. And then one day justice is going to be served by the servants on earth, the brothers and sisters that's on these lines, the brothers and sisters that you don't see. So if you don't get these police officers under control, then it's your fault. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it won't be.
As you see that video where he was kicking the door, he has a nerve at arraignment. His lawyer turned around and said he feared for his life. Excuse me? You went into a house. You claim this person have a gun. This is a three-story house. You didn't even know what this person looked like. You didn't know what the floor the person live on. So how you fear for your life? You enter an apartment that you claim to see somebody had a gun.
Right.
Come on now.
Yeah,
you put yourself in that danger, if anything. You should have known better.
You're right. We're getting tired of that.
You had 4 to 5 minutes to call for backup, and he didn't do that. Why a sergeant sit there, stand around and watch him break the law?
That's right. Yeah, we're getting tired of that old cliche, you know, I was scared, I thought he had a gun. I mean, the easiest way to murder our brothers and sisters, and we know some of these corrupt-ass officers carry an extra gun just in case.
And it's
funny
because all this murders that's been going on, it's always like in the street. But when they come into your house, this is sure they have no respect.
Right. You're right.
Your house
is
your sanctuary, and they come in your house. They don't respect us at all.
Yeah, and then you know what's even worse than this, from the judicial system, we're not getting no justice from the executive
board
either.
This is why they continue to do this stuff, because none of these cops had did any murders from Amadou Diallo, Sean Bell. None of them did any time for their crime.
Right.
None of them got a day in jail for the crime that they committed.
Right. So a lot of people are guilty right now of the murder of Ramon Graham and all our other brothers and sisters. All these ones and the justice departments that don't say nothing to these police officers, y'all all got that blood on y'all hands also. All the way up to the White House, everybody's guilty that don't try to stop these atrocities. And so if you're going to sit by and watch, then you're all guilty, and you all will get the judgment that the Creator is brewing up for you. So that's real. And that's what I'm saying. You're all guilty. You ones who don't say nothing, guilty. You're guilty as hell also. And whatever happened to you, let it be. All right, we're going
to
play a song.
Because it took so long for, you know, it's hard to get an indictment. And to see we came this far, a year and like 3 months, and to get it thrown out, that's to show you, like, you know, where's our justice? Are we ever going to see justice?
Right. You're right about that. But you know what? We're going to receive justice one day, and it's going to come. We'll let the song tell us how it's going to come.
Everybody stay nonviolent, baby. Stay nonviolent, man. Stay nonviolent.
Get a job, but I can't get arrested. Thought shit was changing with this black president shit. My bitch got me fucked up, going to get tested. Cause while I was locked up, she was living wrecked. Just another ordeal, a real nigga gotta deal with. If you on the bottom right now, you gotta feel this. I know that you're frustrated and you wanna kill shit. Stockpile your weapons, cause that day just might come real quick. Motherfucker. I will bomb motherfucker down.
Minutes later, protesters then took over the intersection at 14th and Broadway to stand off the police.
The crowd continued to express their outrage over the shooting death of Oscar Grant.
They say the cop wrote a letter apologizing to Oscar. Guess they say I'm wrong, cause I still say drop them. Police in the ghetto, they is killing niggas daily. But when we get the busting back, they say that we crazy. Prisons overcrowded and schools is too, cause they under education when got a place for you. Yeah, niggas go to prison in new way slavery. Now you knowin' why they under educate your baby.
Motherfucker down. I will burn. Motherfucker down.
They say get a job, you can think and grow rich. But what are you to do when the dollar ain't worth shit? And the jobs ain't hiring, unemployment is gone. They gon' repo your car and foreclose your home. Me, I suggest you get yourself a shotgun, so when they come to evict, you can make them run. The bank got bailed out, but we still suffering. So I got a gun, cause I done had enough of them.
Motherfucker down. I will burn.
Say love Jesus and listen to your pastor, but Jesus told the truth and the pastor's a lying bastard. All he talk about is economic elevation, and all Jesus talked about was soul salvation. Jesus sat with the sick and he walked with the poor, and if he gave blood for our sins, why we giving more? I got some gangster disciples in church with me tonight, with $5 worth of gas and a matchbook of life.
Motherfucker. I will burn.
Right, that's it. Definitely is what's gonna happen one day. You know, we don't get no justice, and people keep on killing our children, and all these children that die are our children, our brothers and sisters. So eventually, shit, I don't see no other way. If we ain't gonna get justice for the ones who said they sworn to protect and serve, shit, we gotta take justice in our own hand one day, and that's what I think. We back on y'all with Miss Constance Malcolm, the mother of Vermont Graham. I'm going to go back to Commander Najee. Commander Najee, you back on with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, any more comments?
What I'm hearing is what the community, I think, as Huey P. Newton said, the taboo that has not been broken, the community itself, the black nation, the hells of North America, is a taboo of self-imposing fear to stand up and get the justice. Malcolm said you can't get justice in the court. Only way you get justice, you can get it in the street. And I say, and since we want the enemy to end, complete racial profiling, harassment, brutality, and murder of black men, women, and children, also end on black-on-black violence and murder of each other, because black people are sick. We suffer from a stigma of plantation psychosis. We suffer from menticide, a deliberate systematic destruction of a group's mind. We suffer from the Willie Lynch syndrome in this day and time. And that's why the Second Amendment of white America's Constitution gives us the right to bear arms. It also says a rare renegade militia being necessary to the security of free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms should not be infringed. And my mentor, Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad, ma'am, and his spirit, and the threshold and the shoulders we stand on, and what I stand on, and consider his top student here in the hells of North America. He said, the only thing the white man understand the white power structure and white domination understand is power. They understand an eye for an eye. a tooth for a tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a damn life. You understand bullet for bullet. You understand casket for casket, body blow for body blow, body bag for body bag. And he said development and defense goes hand in hand. When casket start rolling in the police community, then all this stuff will stop altogether. And anybody on this line throughout the country want to build people militia in their community to stop racist, fascist, police, military oppression, brutality, be black or white. In self-defense, we say kill at will. And this is what we got to come to. We also, now about the courts. The courts. We believe that the courts should follow their own law in their nature, if their nature will allow, as stated in the Constitution of the United States, so that black people will receive fair trial. The Sixth Amendment of the United States Constitution gives a man and woman a right to imperial trial, which has been interpreted to be a fair trial by one's peer group. To this, the court will be forced to select a jury from the black community, from which the black defendants came would have been and are being tried by all white juries that have no understanding of the average reasonable person of the black community. And I'm saying everybody, anybody want to get involved in this movement and want some real change and keeping this vision alive, action has no season. The time is 2013. You have the National Command. You have the National System, the Southern Command Post, 214-431. And you have Drew X. You have the NationalCommand1@gmail.com. And anybody want to come on the board, we have the MBLM New Recruitment Conference Call, Monday, 8 p.m. 1712-432-99.
All right. Black Nation. All right. All right, Black Power, Commander Najee, we appreciate you, that comment. And Sister Malcolm, anything else you want to bring out? We still got time, but anything you want to bring out that we might have missed?
Yeah, I just want to let people know, if you're in the New York area, we will have a rally in front of the DA office calling for the reconvene of the grand jury. We don't want to appeal. We want to reconvene a new grand jury. And that address is 198 East 161st Street in the Bronx. It's right across the street from the courthouse. So we ask as much people as, you know, if you're not working, come out. If the student's not in school, we ask them to come out, because this is affecting you, the young and black Latino and black boys and girls. This is who's been killed. So we need you out there to voice your opinions. And that's at 198 East 161st Street in the Bronx. And if you need any contact, get in contact with me. You can also email me at ramarelewiscall@gmail.com. Or you could call us at 347-903-5379. You can leave a message and somebody will get right back to you. And within the same day or the next day, somebody will call you back. And we also have the RamalisCall.net website. You could go on there also. I'm just asking people to continue to support us. You know, we need as much people out there as possible. Let's turn the Bronx into Trayvon. Like, with Trayvon murder occur, people was, you know, uproar, people was mad, angry. Let's show them that we're angry. And this is the time to show them. Tomorrow,
right. And,
12 o'clock,
right.
June 5th, in front of the DA office, 198 East 161st Street in the Bronx. Show them we angry, we tired. As you know, like I said, this was in my home. They coming in your home now, so they don't care about you.
Right, she showed right. And just for some more information of what's going down the pipe, that's going to make all you black brothers and sisters run together up in North Carolina. They just said there will be no more unemployment given to anybody. If you lose your job, ain't no more unemployment in North Carolina. Another new bill they working on. If you had a felony, you will not get no more government assistance. They don't care when you count the felony. It could have been in 1901. They finna pass the law where you don't get no government assistance if you were caught a felony at all. So you're going to be coming together, black man and black woman, real soon. Also, they already instituted for the brothers and sisters on food stamps in the Texas area.
a drug testing all recipients that get food stamps. So you will be coming together. We got a caller coming in, 972. You on with us? 972 area code.
Yes, I am. I just quickly wanted to jump in and say at those rallies, I think Patrick Lynch, who's the president, the head of the TBA, he needs to be put on front also because in that trial he was in favor of that judge decision. And those officers that are good officers.
He's always going to be in favor of that judge decision because he's the PBA. He's the head of the police department. That's their mouthpiece.
Right.
But as you know, when Ramani first got killed, he wasn't saying anything. After this second time, he ever said anything public because he know that his officer is wrong, but he would never come up publicly and said it. So his mouth been shut, and Patrick's mouth never shut.
Right. So he needs to be put out there and don't allow him to just hide. And those officers that are, some of them are good, some of them are in support. And when it comes around for him getting elected again, he don't need to be elected. You know, somebody needs to be calling for his resignation for him to step down as well.
Yes.
Okay, we sure appreciate that information. All information is good information. That's why we encourage our brothers and sisters at some time. If you feel something tugging at your heart, you know, let us know because we might be missing something. You might have something that's important to our black nation. We appreciate that, Sister Angela.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Anything else?
You know what I wanted to say? If they want to reach me, I'm also on Facebook. So it's Little Miss Constance Malcolm at Facebook at yahoo.com.
Oh, okay. All right. So we appreciate that. We ain't going to hold you all day, Miss Constance. We appreciate you taking out your time to educate us on your son. And I don't even know, you know, I can't even imagine the pain and don't want to imagine the pain of losing someone by the hands of this beast, but you know, justice will be served, and it's gonna come in one of them forms. It's gonna come by the hand of the people in the Justice Department. It's gonna come by the hand of the Creator with them tornadoes, them storms. It's gonna come by the hands of brothers and sisters who just said, "I done had a goddamn nut." So we are gonna get justice one way or the other. And we appreciate you.
Thank you.
And,
thank you for the platform, you know, sort of, so I can speak for my son, you know, because he's not here. I got to speak for him now. And I thank you to give
right.
me that platform to speak for him.
And not only you, we all have to speak for Ramona Graham because, like we said, we could become Ramona Graham the next day. So we all take on the
yes.
task. The Black Nation Task Force, we take on the task of representing our brothers and sisters. And we thank you again, sister. And we're going to close with this. Tupac, we are riders because we're going to ride for our brothers and sisters. We say Black Power.
Thank you.
Gonna be the broader, but it's the fear of my cheddar.
Yeah, we must have passed it on to real niggas. Don't die, stay fly, and let me see another bitch cry. Do you wanna ride or die? Plus, fully equipped with honey lips and heavy metal clips. So don't trip, yeah.
I'm a ride.
All right, y'all. We appreciate y'all coming out with us. You know, it was a real strong program, and we're serious about representing our brothers and sisters, you know, and keeping the word out. We ain't going to let none of life go in vain, and none of life will be in vain. So that's what we do. That's why we do it. We take on the mission, the Black Nation Task Force, NBF, and so many other groups, NVPP, BBC, Malcolm X Grass Movement. There's just so many other organizations, the NAAC, but the ones who mean well. Some of them, we appreciate the ones who are really standing up. And all our talk show hosts that's on with us, Culture Freedom, Tracy Gilmore, Muhammad 95. We appreciate all the brothers and others that was in that chat room supporting the GWX Archangel Justice Commission. We appreciate the Justice Judicial Committee also. We give a shout out to the Malcolm Shabazz family who was recently murdered in Mexico. They've taken our leaders out, taken our youth out. We're not forgetting by none of this, and I'm telling you, nobody's life would be in vain. We promise you that. That's all we can do is promise you that nobody that died for the liberation of our black nation would be in vain. And we say Black Power, we out.